Okay, I did a thing.
What'd you do?
So it appeared you were doing some serious aunt duty this weekend, right?
I was.
I too had all the kids for Nana Night.
Yes.
And I take all my four. Nana Nights, all four. I take my Nana Nights seriously. Mm-hmm. So I'm still struggling to figure out something for my middle niece's table. So I got her some like marble things. Of course, I built it from the or bought it from the thrift store. So some things were broken. I've tried, you know, lots of different things. And so I was trying to figure it out. So I was like, you know what? I'll pick her up a dollhouse. I'm sure she would love a dollhouse, even though she's a little old for a dollhouse. But so I stopped by the thrift store and like angels singing. There is these two trash bags full of Thomas and Friends train tracks.
Okay.
Not the wooden ones, the plastic ones. I thought, there it is. There it is. And so I come home with an hour to spare, and it's like six sets in two trash bags.
Wow.
Different colored track, different buildings. I don't even know if the trains work. Holy shit. So I dump them out on my living room floor, and I go to printing off directions. The kids show up, and I'm like, this is going to be magical. It was my motherfucking nom. It was. The dumbest idea I have ever had. First off, they don't even fit. Well, I was able to upgrade her train, but didn't fit the one my niece wanted, which was a mountain that moved and connected the tracks and shit. Didn't fit on my niece's table.
We spent
hours building these, only to find out the trains didn't work.
Oh, no.
Put batteries in them. One of them had a proprietary screw. Let me tell you, fuck you, Thomas and Friends. A proprietary screw? My truck racks have a proprietary bolt, but like Thomas and Friends? Okay, whatever, motherfucking Percy. And so, we recover. I decided to buy my niece not a dollhouse because my wife's like, nah, I don't think that's it. So I got her these magnetic tiles that you build shit with because you can't get away from a STEM activity in this house.
No. And so bunch of fucking engineers in the making. Look out, world.
And so, okay, we recover. We have dessert. And
what was for dessert?
My leftover pumpkin pie. And so some people had ice cream. My wife and I were like in the thick of it at that point. We were just handing out doses of sugar. We didn't even care. I think my nephew had three slices of pie. I was just like, fuck, you want more? Here you go. Have you had any? I don't know. We're like hopping over train tracks. You think walking on Legos is hard. And so then we put them all to sleep. And because they're here, like two of them are in the living room, two of them in the guest bedroom, I leave the doors open because they're kids. They get scared. Also, my nephew is untrustworthy, so we want to hear doors open.
Sure, you know? sure.
And they're just getting over being sick. Mm. And so it was a motherfucking chorus of coughing.
Oh,
my
no.
wife and I slept zero. It was like,
no.
This is like, we're infirmed. Like, we're going to get so sick. So anyhow, that was my... Oh, but the best part of the story. I go to my eldest niece. I was like, think it'd be fun to take home these train tracks? She's like, yeah, but I don't know if mommy would let me. Text my sister. I'm like, hey, I phrased it this way. I have $400 worth of Thomas and Friends train tracks. Do you want it? I did not tell her size. She's like, yes. So I sent, you know, our black trash bags.
Yes. They're full. Giant. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Well,
yeah. It was, I feel redeemed.
Okay.
Just because they're not going to go to waste, but also relieved because they're not in this motherfucking house. And I don't like Thomas and Friends. They can kiss my ass.
Wow. That is honestly wild. I we play a game in my house with my nephew. Which, like, is, it's fun when they can play together. So, like, my niece wants to walk, but she can't turn the toy by herself because she, you know, she's too little. So the best situation is my nephew rides the toy and turns it, and then you have to have hands on her so she, you know, in case she topples. But, you know, so you're like, don't go too fast, man. You're pulling your sister. So it's like, you know, easy, a lot of that. Yeah. But my niece, she's real, like, points at stuff and is like, oh, I want to play with that. I want to play with that so bad. And then you're like, okay, baby, like, here, like, hold whatever you want. So I'm like letting her hold, like, you know, like anything. It's just like she'll grab things off of shelves and I'm like, yeah, baby, grab that thing off that shelf, like, it's whatever you want. And for the first time ever, my brother came over to, like, take her, to be like, okay, we're gonna put on our coats and it's time to go. And my niece shook her little head and buried her little head in my shoulder, and I was like, oh. And he has, typically my bro's not rejected, like, dad is favorite. And so he was like, oh my god, it stings, what is this sting of betrayal? He was like, and then he goes to my nephew, like, hey, like, come here, like, you'll come to dad, right? Like, we'll go put our coats on. And my nephew's like, no, grandma. And he, like, ran off to grandma. So my brother had the sting of betrayal twice back to back, both kids uninterested. And he was like, man, this really brings you down a peg. And I was like, I know. So a lot of family time, a lot of playing with a lot of toys, going outside, looking at stuff, looking at leaves, looking at rocks, just, you know, finding stuff on the ground. Riveting things with a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old.
All does he put stuff in his pockets?
Recently he found pockets, and so just, like, put his hand in his pockets. And, like, I one day want to be as cool as my nephew. Let me see if I can find this picture. Oh, okay. But, like, how cute are the two of them looking at the tree together? I'm sorry. Is this a goddamn holiday card?
Wait, is that your brother's house or your mom's house? They've already got the tree up?
Oh, the tree is up at everybody's house. My brother's house, my mom's house. All trees that can be put up are put up. We don't even need November. Like, we're and it's, look at this kid that found his own pockets. Oh, I'm sorry. Is he?
He looks so old right there.
I know. I'm like, oh god. So he hasn't, like, put anything, like, in his pockets, but he will. He'll sometimes stand there and just go, pockets, and, like, that's like pockets. And then it's like, yeah, but I got pockets too. And he's like, oh, you have pockets? Like, yeah, bud, a lot of us have pockets. And I was trying to think back, like, I think a lot of his baby clothes have had pockets. He just, like, didn't know they existed till now. So that's you know, a developmental, you know, like, life thing that's pretty cool.
I gotta see a picture of this dog.
What'd your dog do?
He's just resting his head really cutely. Is cutely a word? Really cute. Well, that lighting was bad.
What you got? What you got?
Well, here we go. I'll send it to you.
Yeah. How much snow you get today?
Only about 2 inches. It was light and fluffy.
Oh, I thought the whole world was freaking out.
Well, Teresa had a hell of a time getting home, but I work from home, so I had dinner ready. She came home traumatized. So, and then, no, I don't think we're supposed to get much snow tomorrow. The roads are awful, though. It's just like a sheet of ice. And then Wednesday, we're going to get dumped on. Hey, JJ, you okay?
Is he licking on stuff? What is he doing? No, he's just
resting his head on the arm. The second picture is better.
Yeah, he's such a good boy. No, yeah, we got there was some snow at my bro's house today. They were like, man, crazy snow. And my mom and I were both like, say what? Yeah, so luckily we didn't get any snow anywhere near here. It hailed a little bit today, but that's fine. Nothing I can't handle. I did get a text though from my buddy about the cup situation.
Oh, still yet to be delivered. I hope she harassed you.
Oh, 100%. 100% not delivered yet. She just said, totally think the mug situation is hilarious. Laughy cry face. And I was like, shit. I really need to give that to you.
Oh, well, I hope she holds you 100% accountable.
She should. She fucking should. It's just me at this point. I'm home this whole week.
Have you gotten to work?
Yes, I worked today.
And you didn't deliver them?
Well, no, I didn't know if I would see her.
Oh, yeah. It's probably too hard to take them to your office in preparation.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry. You think I'm just going to have those mugs lying around my office where people can find them?
In a box. In a box.
I don't
Can you imagine one of your students? What?
God damn it. I would probably just have to quit my job and be like, sorry guys, this didn't work out. I can't come back from this. It's relatively PG and still I can be no part of it. I would be way too embarrassed. No. Work. None of the students. I can't do it. I can't, that's a liability. I would even never have it in my car. More of like, what if like my dad's like, I'm gonna ride with you, and I'm like, oh god, you know, leave it to one of my parents to be like, what's happening? Did you know the mugs and the cups that she has? I just can't imagine.
Like, oh yeah, I won a contest. Yeah,
those aren't mine. How'd they get in here? God damn. Yeah, there's like no good way. So I texted. I was like, we gotta find a way for me to get these to you. It's fine. I'm like,
too bad we didn't have things. Like assistants, like the people think we do.
You can imagine if we had assistants.
Assistants deliver it.
God damn it. Yeah, my people talk to your people. No, I mean, I don't even know if I had an assistant. Okay, I'm watching Irma Vep. Have you seen this show?
No.
HBO Max. Basically, it's an actress.
Would I like it?
I don't know. I've only watched two episodes, but basically she's an actress and she has done this big franchise movie, like in space. And her assistant of 3 years, I hope this isn't spoilers because it's the first episode, but her assistant of 3 years, who she was kind of like dating, like off and on dating, either dumped her or cheated on her and is now married to the director that like directed her film. And so she's seeing this person for like the first time, but she's in France filming a movie, but it's like a remake of like a silent film. And so it's like a film set and it's like the boring parts of filmmaking where like they're doing like wardrobe tying on and like waiting for things and it's like 5 a.m pickups and it's just like the behind the scenes of like making a movie, but like the director is this French director and he's supposed to be brilliant, but like everyone kind of thinks that he's on the precipice perhaps of like a mental breakdown, and like what is that line between like art and you're taking care of your mental health, and like he gets punished because he is taking care of his mental health and like the insurers are like mad, so it's like this whole thing. I wanted to watch a foreign film and I couldn't find a foreign film to watch, so I found this TV show that is like partially in French and I was like, that works. And then I started, because of course I didn't have like enough languages going on my Duolingo.
God.
The actress, Alicia Valkyrie, I don't know, she's Swedish, is Swedish. And so I was like, shit, I wonder how hard Swedish is. So then I tried to add Swedish. So I did, and like,
Duolingo's like, no, bitch.
No,
focus on one.
Duolingo's like, come on in. And I'm like, God damn it. So Swedish is really fucking hard. And it's like, it's funny because like, it's not, it's actively not like Spanish in certain ways, where like, it's not going to do feminine and masculine in as many ways, which like, oh, careful, bud. What's Sorry. He doing? No, he's up and at him.
There appears to be a cat confrontation, although I do not see a cat, which makes me nervous.
Interesting. Interesting. Gotta love that. But yeah, but it does. And honestly, the thing that I think tells me that it's really hard, is that it hasn't made me, speak it at all. It's had no opportunities for me to have to speak any Swedish. Ooh. Which to me is like, yeah, you know, this is going to be hard for me. So you're not even giving me the opportunity. But then I went back and I had to do a few lessons in like Spanish, just be like, oh yeah, no, I can speak another language. This reminds me.
Hold on. Hold on. We're in the middle of a challenge.
Yeah.
Spanish is the challenge.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So like, you do multiple languages in a day?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of the challenge, I may have fallen off the wagon.
No.
Water.
Oh, okay.
But here's the deal.
I was about to be real pissed.
I'm valiantly trying to drink water plain. And as you know, it's your fault because you got me addicted to Mio.
Let's go.
For about a year. Mio is horrible for you. I'm surprised my kidneys still function. So here's the deal. Uh-huh. I asked you, hey, I think you should check with your nutritionist friend. I think Mio is really bad for you. Are you drinking plain water?
I am. Mostly because I ran out of Mio and I haven't gone to the store.
I just threw away three things that you were supposed to take home.
I know. I also got the energy drink at your house.
I know, I almost cracked it the other day. Here's the deal.
That's for grabs.
How long have you been drinking plain water?
Probably like 2 months.
Oh, shit. All right.
Since I moved.
Dang. Okay. Well, I fell off the wagon Wednesday. So
okay.
I don't know what we want to do.
Well, we got to start drinking.
I've been drinking water daily. I just have not been hitting the 40-ounce mark. I don't know what the trick is.
Yeah, no, that well, only makes me a little bit sad because I pounded 32 ounces of water at 10 p.m. Sunday night, last week, and I had to get up three times in the night to pee. So
I'm only
a little bit butthurt about that. But you know what I've started to do? I'm supposed to be, you know, stretching. You know how seriously I take my stretching for my massage therapist? I've now upped it to doing the stretching exercises I've been given, plus 10 minutes of Peloton stretching, plus a 10-minute arms workout. Mm. And I can only do 2 days in a row of arms workout, and then I have to take a break because my arms are tired.
What if we did this? Because you're graciously going to keep the competition going.
Of course.
What if I fell off the wagon Wednesday, so it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Well, I can get 40 in today, so that's 4 days. What if I spend the next 4 days drinking 80 ounces a day to make up for me falling off the wagon, and then I can go back to 40 ounces?
You think you can do 80 ounces in a day?
I think I'm going to be miserable.
Yeah, no.
Just for those 4 days.
Yeah, Pimp Smack would laugh at you so hard because Pimp Smack drinks 80 ounces of water before breakfast. Like, Pimp Smack is a fish based on how much water they drink.
I hate water. I don't like water.
I wonder if we went to a doctor and we asked them how hydrated we are, do you think they could test our bodies? I don't know what that is, blood, and see how hydrated, because I would be curious if you are as hydrated on 40 ounces as I am on 40 ounces as Pimp Smack is on 40 ounces.
It would be interesting.
I'd be very curious. And if I could ponder that further, I would be also very curious to get tested for my alcohol processing situation, because I was at a Wishmas, like friends Christmas gathering on Sunday, and I had half a glass of, and like not like a pint, like a pint glass, like normal half glass of cider, and I had a little bit of wine, like tried like a little bit of somebody's wine, and had a like cheesecake that had some bourbon in it. and
you got a little sloppy.
I was buzzed. I was like, I should drink some water so I am not drunk at 2 o'clock on a Sunday, which like I guess like that's fine. But I was like, water than cider, water than cider. Yeah, and then I was like sober, like completely sober in like an hour. Like my body had completely processed through all of it. So I'd be really curious. If that's normal, like does that make me a superhero? Does that is that a sign of something else? I don't know. I don't know anybody else who gets as drunk as quickly and then as sobers up as quickly. So I don't know what to make of that. That is a riddle wrapped in an enigma. But yeah, I'd be curious how being hydrated falls into that. Because I had also not drank in any water. So then I drank between when I started drinking and that, like, for sure.
That for sure weighs into it.
I drank probably 60 ounces of water over the span of like those 4 hours.
Yeah. So, speaking of stretching. I too am stretching. I'm working on my back. I'm taking the happy back challenge. It's actually been really good so far. But today there was a position where you are on your knees, you put your heels together, you sit on your heels, and you sit there. And if you can, you lay all the way back. I thought to myself, this may be how I die, because I couldn't get all the way back.
Talk to me one more time. Tell me one more time.
Okay, so you're starting on your knees. Your feet are behind you.
Okay.
Your heels touch behind you.
Okay.
Like, and then you sit back on your heels.
Uh-huh.
And if your butt touches your heels, you're allowed to lay all the way back.
I don't know if my body's going to like this.
Oh, my body did not. I thought, do I do this? My wife will be home in 10 minutes. I guess she can help me. Well, you need to be on a solid floor.
But then you can't see me.
Okay. All right. Heels are touching. Sit on your heels. Nope. Now go all the way back. You just fell.
There's no way.
Oh, man.
My body wants to go backwards?
Yeah.
No, she don't. No, she does not.
She does not.
My knees didn't hate that as much as I thought they would hate it.
Oh, my ankles hated it.
Well, I think being on the bed instead of the floor helped. But I don't have good knees. I wouldn't want to do that on the floor anyways. I don't know that I want to just like trust fall.
Yeah.
Oh, like
and you're supposed to stay there for 5 minutes.
You're supposed to sit on your feet like that for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Is that for your back?
Well, but it's like a it's for your back. It's actually for your pelvic tilt. It's trying to like reverse correct your pelvic tilt.
Interesting.
So yours would be going forward. Mine, I think, is kind of, I don't know, it's going the wrong way. And so it's like to make it neutral. But in order to kind of reverse it, you lean all the way back. I almost did it. And I was like, he gave a modification so you like can stay on your knees if you're not quite ready. And that's pretty much what I did. But I did try to like arch my back and see if I could even go back. And I thought, can you imagine Teresa walking in?
No.
And I'm just like, little.
I think too, like one of the things that I was doing, obviously with my niece, is like she's walking and walking and walking. And then like you want to sit and all she wants to do is walk. So I was like, we should just sit so far apart and just like pass her like walking from like person to person, let her just like go in a circle.
I have a solution for that.
Would be a fun game for her. But yeah, no, so I'd sit down and try and play with her. But then you got to like get up. And so then you're doing like a weird, like, it's not like a burpee situation. Basically, you're standing up not only without your hands, but like you're then holding, you know, like a, I don't know, 20 pound baby. So it's like a bit of a crunch. And then my nephew is even heavier. And so it's a lot of like bicep curl, tricep dips.
Yeah. It's a full on workout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
yeah.
And then I got
go ahead.
I was gonna say I got bamboozled into raking leaves again. My mom was like, I got just a couple chores outside, and I was like, sure, sounds great. So I didn't know that meant that I'd get sent to the store. I went to the store Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of freaking Thanksgiving week. Like, Fred Meyer was a madhouse, first, second, third off. And also, Lowe's, do you need 1,000 different kinds of lights? I was like, Lowe's, this is fucking bananas. Like, I finally found what I needed, which is, like, good, I guess. But yeah, so went to Lowe's, got the lights. So I got the new strands, because God forbid the lights you bought last year still work this year. Like, obviously that's not
happening. She gets new lights every year?
No, well, at least last year to this year, because like I think one of the five strands like hung tough. Everybody else was like, meh, I can do a half a job. And we were like,
she must have got them on sale.
I can't confirm or deny, but I was like, this is some hot
garbage. Or like me from a thrift store. Well, fuck.
I was like, this is hot garbage. But yeah, so I put up all the Christmas lights, and for whatever reason, instead of being like 15.2 feet, it was like 15.6 feet or something. I thought they were identical. They weren't. So I was 3 feet too long on the end. So then I had to ask my mom, Mom, do you want it to go a little bit on that drain pipe, or do you want it to go a little bit on that drain pipe? And she was like, that one. I was like, cool. So you want me to redo this whole thing? And she's like, yes, please. It's like, I don't even know why I asked. I just should have just redone it or been like, all done. So yeah. So then I moved over all the lights because it was 3 feet too long on the wrong side. So it couldn't be, it was wrapped on a different drain pipe. And then my mom was like, we should really like rake the leaves. I was like, Mom, it was raining all day yesterday. These leaves are soaking wet. And she's like, yeah, but it's like gonna snow. And I'm like, it's not gonna snow. And she's like, but it'd be really nice if we could just like rake them today. I was like, why don't we let them dry out? It's sunny today. It can dry out and we'll pick them up tomorrow when it's just cloudy and not rainy. And she's like, no, I think today's a good day. And I was like, again, like, I don't even know why.
She wasn't having any of it.
She was like, I can just do it by myself if you're really like too busy. And I'm like, too busy with what? Just watching football inside with Dad, which like, in his defense, he did just have hip surgery. Like, he can't be outside raking leaves just yet. But I was like, fine. So I raked leaves with my mom. And it didn't take that long. Like, it was fine. But then the garbage can is so fucking heavy. It's probably like 400 pounds. And I was like, cool, can I just go the 20 feet to like the corner of the driveway where, again, Dad can't drive because he just had hip surgery. I'll just put it right there. And then that way, next week when I'm gone, you can just take it directly up the driveway. And she's like, nah, I really want it stowed on the other side of the house. And I was like, Mom, we agree it's heavy. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, and you want it on the other side of the house when that means that you and dad gonna do this together? Is this gonna be a team effort? And she's like, yeah, I think it's gonna have to be if you're not here. And I was like, cool. Other side of the house it is. And so I had to like drag it to the other side of the house.
I raked leaves, but I put them on my garden beds so that they mulch.
No. Yeah. I mean,
you just threw away a bunch of nutrients to the dump.
Well, I hope somebody else can use them, because
in a plastic bag in the landfill.
No, it just went into the yard waste bin.
Yard waste. Okay, I thought it was trash. Okay.
No. It would never be so wasteful.
I was going to tell you, I got a new tonneau cover and a new truck rack.
Wow.
And it wasn't even Christmas gifts. All these Christmas gifts are coming in this bitch. Amazon is here like three times a day, and or, you know, the delivery drivers. And in the honor of my mom, we are not giving anybody early Christmas presents aside from the ones we've already given. So,
wow.
We are opening presents on Christmas. I got my Apple Watch. I bought her like a pillow that's coming, and then she bought me Ray-Bans.
She needs 94 more pillows.
Well, yeah. Well, this is a pretty specialty pillow, so hopefully, you know, it helps. But like, yeah. And then I got Ray-Bans, and she bought herself Ray-Bans. They were on sale. I'm going with tortoiseshell. Thank you for asking. So,
wow, that's cool.
Branching out. You want to know what happened to my last Ray-Bans that my wife gave me?
What happened?
Stepped on them while I was installing the heaters.
Jesus.
And they were the nicest pair I had. So, that, you know,
makes
it's
me
rough.
But so sad.
Are you not excited about my truck box or my truck rack? Billy Bars, please sponsor us. I could use so much more. And then my tonneau cover. Do you know what a tonneau cover is?
No, of course I don't.
Okay. It's a locking thing that rolls out over the bed of your truck. And then you can lock it so nobody steals shit out of the back of your truck. And it's waterproof. Why do you act like you don't care? What the heck?
You need that. I need that in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do.
John, are you careful? Look
at him. Well, Diego was in here. Did you see them almost fight?
No, but I don't love him standing on that chair. I know it doesn't rock, but it does make me nervous.
What if I boop his butt?
Boop him. Oh, there he goes.
No reaction.
I'm excited with the shopping. I'm excited with the big purchases. I almost went ham. My brother and I did a little bit of Black Friday shopping. He was picking up some things. We called your wife for tech support.
She did say that, and then she's like, her brother has shitty internet, I can't help him.
We'll see. You might get talked into upgrading now that he has all the good router and modem things. I almost just like threw down just to like feel included. I was gonna go buy some AirPods, but I couldn't buy the AirPods. Just like the customer service got like the guy I'd asked could not get them for me. I had to go to customer service to get it. There's like 15 people in line in customer service, and I was like, nah, that ain't worth it.
Buy them online. They'll be there in 2 days.
I know. I need to. It's on my list. I also only had the $800 Apple Watch there. But then I found mine. So I was like, I guess I can wait till Christmas for an Apple Watch.
You've lost it again?
No. Well, yeah. I hadn't found it yet. I found it again.
You know, I'm going to walk this back. I don't think you should get the $800 watch. You should be in possession of your watch for like 3 months straight and then like build up, you know, to...
You're not wrong. Yeah. And I think I got to charge my watch and then make some good life choices from there. Yeah, I did want to, I was gonna, I need, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to charge my watch because I wanted to do an Olympic weightlifting workout this week. And I wanted to see how many calories I burned. And where my heart rate was at for that. So I want to charge my watch for that workout. So it's on my list of things to do.
Here's a humdinger. The new watch has a different... It doesn't go into the old watch brick. So you have to like get new bricks. I know. Apple. I love Apple, but fuck Apple and their new brick system. If you're not going to include it in the box, you're assholes. So there's that.
There is that. Yeah, I want to work out more. And part of me feels like if I'm going to do like a New Year's resolution, I need like a running start into it. I can't just start being like, I'm going to work out now. Like I need to like ease into it, like baby steps. Yeah. So this
like
week,
me with water, I get it.
Although you're now going to go hard for 4 days in a row.
I know. Either that or I lose the challenge. We're adding like, you know, some
steaks,
some spice to it.
I expect daily updates on how you're doing
for the next 4 days.
And I also want to also clarify that you can't make your wife miserable by complaining about how much you hate water. I don't want her to hate me or the pod.
You know her big thing? She drinks 2 of those a day right now. I'm like, damn.
No.
I can't even get through one of these.
Yeah, I do think that your wife would do particularly well in our challenge if she ever decided to play with us. But she is really not a part of our antics. She just is uninterested.
She isn't.
So
she'll lay in bed. I'll be doing Spanish. And now, like, Duolingo wants me to talk to them.
I know.
Why? And so I'll say something and she'll be like, let's do that again. I'm like, I'm on to the next question. You know? She doesn't think Duolingo should let me pass some of these.
I mean, so. I like that she's a critic. I mean, everybody's a critic. I do think having heard you do some practice Spanish, I think it'd be good to practice with some native speakers, because I think you could relax into a little bit more. You're a little choppy. It's a little.
I would agree with you.
It's like, why are you yelling? Like, God, just like, you know, eat a little bit more.
Fair enough. It is true. It is true. And partly when she knows I'm about ready to speak, I think she like side eyes me to see like what my facial expression is.
Sure.
Because it's like some of them are like really hard. And even the ones that aren't hard, I'm still not really graceful in. So,
you know what we should do is I sincerely think this will help you in your Spanish. I think we have to take we take some tequila shots. And I think we just do, you know, like try and do 30 minutes, and I think we just do like every 10 minutes do a tequila shot, and I think by the end of that 30 minutes I think that you will just simmer down a bit, and I think it'll just be better pronunciation, because I feel like you're just forcing it just a little.
I am
a little more than you need to, and I think you just gotta like relax into it.
I have been watching the World Cup on Telemundo, though, and so
that was good. That was a little more chill.
I know. I've liked it. Like, although, it's easy to kind of figure out what's happening in commercials, because there's like, you know, I can pick out a decent amount of words.
Yeah. That's good.
And even in the interviews, I can't say them very well. So,
but I do think the yelling is maybe also not helping you practice just casually. Talking.
I always thought it was like goal until you ran out of breath. No, it's goal like 4 or 5 times. I'm like, dang. Yeah.
No, it's always a good time. So you've been watching some of the World Cup?
Yeah.
Nice.
I've watched like 4 or 5 games.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have not. I have not watched any soccer. I watched a fair amount of football. Not so much soccer.
I watched the Apple Cup. And then I watched it. College football hasn't done it for me this season. It's just kind of been like,
There was a lot of upsets, though. I watched part of the Michigan-Ohio State game. There was a couple other upsets, I feel like, that day. And it was like, that was some pretty good football that we watched.
I had it split screened. I had the World Cup on, and then I had that game on as well.
So, fancy. Yeah. Fancy.
I know.
No, yeah. I also, speaking about competition, played a new version of a white elephant gift situation.
Oh, yeah.
Like I had never seen before. And I don't want to blame folks, but I think because in one of my friend groups, there's siblings that they're like, this is how everyone does it because we've all grown up together and like, this is how it should be. And I was like, this is not normal. Were there tears? No. But I was like, those of us that are not related to these humans, can we agree that this is batshit crazy? And everyone was like, no. And I'm like, God damn it. How long have you all known these humans that you're just so quick to be like, yeah, this is totally normal. So white elephant, they open all the gifts. You open and put.
You don't take turns.
No. Well, not.
You
not
draw a number. You open the gifts.
No numbers were drawn.
How did everybody just grabs a gift?
It is chaos. So everybody opens their gifts and put on the table all the things
they brought. That they brought, or like, are people diving into a pile? Like, what's happening here?
So everybody was told $20 or less and to buy like multiple things. And there was a website that we were given that I forgot the name of. And so I didn't play this way, but I went a different route where you can like basically get clearance items because they're not quite right. It was like skull earrings, but like the eyes were kind of a little bit gobbledygook.
I love it. Like, so you need to find out the name of this website.
It was clearly like, it was like a tarot deck that was clearly made in a different language and then translated into English. Kinda. So there's supposed to be like one of the suits is supposed to be coins, and instead it was vet. I don't know why. Right. So it's just like a little wonky. And then there was the thing where like it was like swords to put olives in to like put in a martini, and it was supposed to be a 2-pack, but there was 4 in there. So it's like. And so it said 2-pack and then had 4 in there.
Wait, does this company intentionally mess up 4 white elephants?
No, I think it just takes the rejects and then sells it cheaper. But I forgot the name of the website. So I just went down to my local game shop and was like, can I just get a mystery bag of shit? And they were like, abso-fucking-lutely. And I was like, cool, here's $20. Give me a random bag of shit. So I didn't know what was in there. It turns out there was 2 Funkos and like 20 comic books. But I had no idea what it was. And so
were they risque comic books?
No.
Okay.
No. Mm-hmm. Not that I've seen yet. Based on the ones that I got. They're fine. So we put all the things in the center pile. Then one person goes first. And we pick that person based on whose birthday is next.
Dude, a deer just activated my security camera. A buck to boot. Dang. That's wild. A little forky. Shit. And they say hunting's hard.
Okay. Well, you can't kill him right now.
Okay, hold on. I got to send you a picture of this. Here we go.
Send me a pic. Here we go. So my buddy went first. Now here are the rules. The person goes first, and then it's going to go in clockwise order. Now when you go first, you have all of these items. So if every person bought 5 things, and there's like 5 of us at the table.
Uh-huh.
6 of us at the table. 5 of us at the table.
Yeah.
That means there's 25 different items. You can pick as many items as you want. Out of the middle. But then, so like, let's say you take items 1 through 5. Now, if my buddy goes next, they can either steal all of your items or they could pick any items they want out of the pile. But if they steal all of your items, one of those 1 through 5 items has to go back in the middle. So if the next person steals it, there's only 4 items. The next person steals it, there's 3 items. The next person steals it, there's 2 items, because every time you steal it, one item has to go back to the middle.
Wow. So this is like a really long game.
It was complicated. And then I can either steal shit from you or I pick what I want. So let's say you take 5 items. I then pick 5 different items, but maybe I want to pick 1 item I really like and then 2 items I don't want, because I don't want you to steal my shit.
Okay. So what happens to the pile in the middle?
It slowly dwindles down until all of it is gone.
Wow.
But if someone steals it, then they can either steal from anybody or pick from the middle, and it can just start over. So like, dang, things got stolen by like 3 different people, and then we all had to like basically like 3 items got put back in the middle, and it just kept going.
That's a serious commitment. How long did this game take?
Probably 45 minutes.
Shit. That's a long game.
Yes.
And were people enthusiastic through the whole entire thing?
Yes. And wow. I mean, like, I think the siblings were the most likely to steal from each other, because like, obviously siblings. But then also like, one of the couples was a little bit like, no, fuck you, I wanted that. And I'm like, you live in the same house. It will be in this house.
Were your gifts a hit or not really?
I think that one of my gifts was a hit. The others, no one knew what it was. It was like, what? Like, we're trying to Google what it was, because I don't, and no one knew what it was. So that's fine. But yeah, so So I was like, who's going to draw the numbers? Like, I'm that asshole where I'm like, white elephant, you draw numbers and then you just go in that order and you steal things just once or twice and then items get locked. That's how I play white elephant. But apparently I'm the crazy asshole who I'm the only one at the table who played white elephant gifts like that. But I didn't think I was crazy. I just thought those were the rules.
Yeah.
So wow. I know it was a little bit like Twilight Zone where it's like, I don't think I'm crazy.
It was challenging for you.
It was. Yeah. Cause you know, how I like my rules, right?
Oh, I know how you like your rules.
So I was like,
I believe you are a person that's actually researched white elephant rules and knows them by heart.
Yeah. I mean, I've looked them up once or twice.
I'm an expert in the area.
I mean, is it an emphasis of study? Should it be? No, because like, I just think that in some groups, especially work groups, if there's a work group that is going to want to do like white elephants, people can get pissed off. And that's not a fun time for me when people are mad at each other. Why would people get
pissed off? I've never been to a work-related white elephant. Where people get mad.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, I have. And it was uncomfortable. Everybody wanted this one gift. And like, warranted, was it the best gift? Obviously. And it wasn't my gift, but I helped the person come up with the gift. So I felt partially responsible for this chaos. But it was like a movie pack. So it was like so many free tickets to the movie and popcorn and candy. And then I think it even had like two movies, like DVD movies. So it's like a little like movie prize pack, and it got stolen like two or three times, and people were like really mad about it at the end. And I was like, I'm uncomfortable. Can we all debrief our feelings, please? And everyone's like, fuck off with the icebreakers. I was like, no, I think that we really should talk about this. Everyone get a piece of paper out. We're going to talk about our feelings.
Yeah.
Let's debrief these feelings. So yeah, but no, so it was chaos and I did my very best to thrive in that chaos. But I couldn't bring myself to steal shit. I just, you know.
You didn't?
No, I didn't steal anything once. I didn't want to rock the boat.
What kind of white elephant player do you think I am? Do you think I'm ruthless or just 100%. Like timid?
You're ruthless. 100% ruthless.
I will make you fucking cry. You shouldn't be that attached to this shit. And also
love shit. And when I think shit is my shit, I want it to be my shit.
Oh, this is the kind of white elephant player I am. I will steal from everyone just for the sake of winning and then give it away after the game's over. Like, heartless. I got what I wanted. Do you want it? But I won't give it to the person that wanted it.
Heartless. No, I don't like stealing. I don't like making people mad or thinking people are mad, because that's even worse. I worry that people are mad and won't tell me they're mad. And then it's like, do I now have to like walk around to like make you feel better? God, I hate that. And then it's like, ugh, I hate that. So no, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to get anybody mad at me. But also like, I like the strategy of trying to like get the shit I want without letting people know that it's the shit I want. So I'm trying to like play really cool. I want a poker face. I'm like trying to like throw suspicion that I want like the bath bombs or the loofah or some shit. And then I'm like hard left pivot to this other thing. I mean, I'm alone in my own head playing my own goddamn game by myself of strategy. but yeah. And then I'm like, this was all $20 worth of shit. I could just go to the store myself and buy whatever the thing I wanted. Honestly, I should, in hindsight, just that's how I should make my Christmas list. I should just go to a white elephant party, get some random shit, and just make a list of like, you know what? I do want 4 candles and a bottle of rum. Like, that is what I want in my stocking.
Oh man,
I didn't know what to want. Like a white elephant came along and now that's what I want. But yeah, no, I think it was a very successful friends wishmas, and whatever the name of this website is, I'll have to ask and I'll get it for you, because it was so fucking random.
Oh my gosh, I know you're gainfully employed now. And so you got some money, but like, I went down to the store And also, did not get a compliment for the last podcast title. That was some of my finest work.
Well, what was it?
You didn't even read it? What? Are you shitting me? You're a dick.
No, no. Let me. I'm gonna go look right now. I'm gonna rock right now. I don't know how to get down. Scorpion shit, hot licks, and raccoon rumbles. I must have looked at this because I think
it didn't resonate. It's not something you really liked. Okay, whatever. But
hang on, let me look. Did I do a description?
I think you did.
I mean, right now I'm like second guessing everything.
I can't believe you didn't like it. But anyhow, I was down at the store and I looked at the pricing on your impulse buy that we took. I took maybe 5 licks of and you took 2 licks of. $7 a sucker.
No.
$6.49. You said they were 69 cents.
Well, no, I thought there was a 69 in there and I giggled.
They were like $6.94 or something like that. Oh, that's a lot for a few licks.
No, I saw the 69 and giggled
some shits
and didn't keep reading. You think they were $6 each?
Yes.
Wow.
I'll take a picture next time I'm down there. I was like, dang, she was committed. You could have bought a beer for that.
I mean, I could have gotten two of my Diet Pepsis. I think that is part of the problem of our capitalist society of it's just a fake credit card. It's just Monopoly money. I'm just putting it in with a card. Could not have told you how much I spent at that store. I don't think it was more than $40. No.
40.
I got like 2 candy canes and 2 suckers.
No, and some bagged candy, 40. And a Nitro Pepsi, 40.
I wonder if I have... there's no way I have a receipt. I couldn't tell you. Well, maybe. I mean, but it was fun. And like, you know, yeah. I don't know that I'm fiscally irresponsible. But,
I don't know. If we were to run this by mom, she'd be like, what?
Okay, but like also my parents would be like, but was there a coupon?
Nope. Impulse buy. Yeah. You probably grew up being denied the impulse buys.
It depends who was shopping.
Oh, mom. Mom hard no, dad sure.
And if I had been good. Because there's times that like I will get in line real quick if there's a 25-cent sucker on the line. I went to the store with my mom because my mom really wanted red lifesavers. We went to 2 stores to get a couple different things on Christmas Day, mind you. Christmas Day. And wow. We needed like milk and one other thing. And then I also went ham on my sides because I made I needed cornbread for my cornbread casserole, which was like sweet corn and sour cream and dill and, you know, a box, jiffy box of cornbread.
Right.
And then we made sweet potatoes and baked potatoes because the parents couldn't agree on which one we needed first. So we had both. Pea salad, stuffing. So then I had to get some celery and some other things to kind of like dress up my dressing. Green bean casserole.
Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was like, was this last year? Like,
oh, this was last week. So we went to the store to like get those things. And then my mom was really sad that Fred Meyer didn't have any lifesavers. Was like really upset there was only like Costco bag size of candy. And she was like, what if one human needs one roll of lifesavers? And I was like, no, I get it, mom.
They didn't have them at the checkout. They always have them at the checkout.
No, it was a lifesaver free zone everywhere.
Did you used to get the books of lifesavers for Christmas? I love those things.
That's what my dad was like. You really can't find lifesavers like you used to. And I was like, you're not wrong, Dad.
And you'd eat them like 8 months later and they were more gooey than
Yes, 100%. So we went to the corner store, which is where my grandma used to take me to get candy, right?
And you smokes.
So you can get like a Jolly Ranchers, like buy the singles and like a little thing of bubble gum. Yeah. So we got all these things but there were lifesavers and there wasn't a pack of just red. She had to get just like a normal like multi-pack of lifesavers. Yeah. And she was like, somebody's going to have to eat my greens. And I was like, okay, Mom, bye. I will eat your green lifesavers. Like, we're going to get through it.
Wow. High maintenance.
So she got home. I know. She like really had this like thing in her mind of like her lifesavers. So we got home and I was like, Mom, can I have a lifesaver? She was like, yeah, sure. So she opens it. And the first one was red. She's like, well, you can't have the red one. But because she's like, I might only have four in the whole pack. So she had to like skim through and I got an orange one. Yeah, we had to negotiate around the lifesavers, but we got there at the end. But then I also baked a cherry pie, which was only slightly a whole kerfuffle because I hadn't realized that I was supposed to be keeping track of how long it was in there. I just like set a timer for 30 minutes and then looked at it and then 10 minutes and then looked at it and then 5 minutes and then looked at it. My mom was like, how long has it been in the oven? It's like, I have no fucking clue. She's like, well, it has to be in there for an hour. And I was like, poof, maybe. And she's like, is it bubbling?
Why an hour?
Because that's what the package says. 55 minutes to an hour. It is a small window for that cherry pie to go from baked to overdone, allegedly. And so I was real worried about fucking it up. Because that's what I was bringing for my friend's wishmas. So I was like, this is the only thing I'm bringing. I cannot bring a burnt pie. And then also, everyone was like, what kind of pie did you get? And I was like, cherry. And like half the group was super jazzed. And the other half were like, yeah, I don't need that. And I was like, well... It's a good thing we doubled up dessert then, because there was the my buddy made a cheesecake with bourbon that was washed in bacon fat that had peanut butter in it and a piece of banana. And it was,
that could have gone either way.
And then it had bacon crumbles on top.
Oof! Did you like it?
I did, but it was mostly a peanut butter banana bacon bourbon situation.
I don't know, that could go wrong.
It was a roller coaster of emotions for sure. But I did like it, so it was really good. Yeah, all in all, a lot of good time with the fam, a fair amount of chores, way too many trips to the store, and way too much food. But we did have the Cornish game hens instead of having the whole turkey, because it was just, you know, the three of us, and I only could eat about half of it, so I did have leftover meat for my sandwich the next day. So that was really like what really mattered. And then I couldn't decide what kind of sandwich I wanted, because part of me was like, you know what, I really want to do a traditional, just like you know, chicken, little mayo, little ketchup, sourdough bread. But then also part of me wanted to do cranberry sauce and stuffing. So then I did two half sandwiches. That felt like the...
Of course you did. Did they work like, well together?
You know, they really did. They, I'm pretty proud of it. It was pretty good. I did do a little bit of butter and a little bit of garlic seasoning.
You over toasted your sourdough.
Can you just give me a minute?
Much like your cherry pie, it struggled.
So there's
gorgeous. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, no, I ate leftovers for days. And don't worry, I got pictures of late like raking, and I told my mom, I was like, this is going on the pod. I just need you to know. And she was like, well, it's sunny. You can't complain too much. It was sunny.
Oh, that looks like something out of Twilight. That's not sunny.
It was.
And I've never even seen Twilight. Well, maybe one of them. What are you talking
about? That's sunny.
That does not. That's not an over here sunny.
Gonna let the fans decide.
That's a different shades of gray situation.
Interesting.
No, not that I've not seen that movie. I mean, to me, Western Washington is just different shades of gray all the time. So
Well, I immediately came inside and my mom was like, I can follow your trail through the house. And my poor mom had just swept. And she was like, you're going to have to sweep. And I was like, fine. So I like re-swept the house.
She might have been slightly annoyed by your presence. Did you get that vibe?
I'm not saying that I am not the best house guest. There's pros and cons for sure. Can I reach the glass on the top shelf? Yes. Will I make a mess and leave that cupboard open? Also, yes.
I like it how whenever you're here, you just move right into one shelf in the house. You're just like, this is Tamara's shelf. And then my wife started doing it. I'm like, we have a fucking pantry.
I know. I can't be bothered to walk the 8 steps to the pantry. And you know what really fucking like chaps my
chaps my ass
about your goddamn pantry is I have to turn on the light. I can't to open the door to your walk-in pantry and turn on the fucking light. And
because it's like an old-timey light, like it's a pull the lever light. Yeah. Wow.
Pull the lever across. Wrong man. Lever. You know, you're not wrong. And honestly too, like I'm never really like fully committed that like I'm going to be done snacking when I'm at your house. Like I just really want my snacks, you know, close at hand. Easy access.
It's literally another 5 feet.
It's too far, man. And like honestly, you open that door, you got not one but two fucking cats hiding in there. Now you're playing a fucking game of hide and seek for who knows how long. You're gonna have to box out your dog to try and work your way out. God forbid you try and take more than two things at a time, because you gotta have what, how many hands to fucking put it under an elbow to fucking grab a cat, grab the dog, fight your way back out. Don't forget to turn off the light. I'm just saying, it has a multitude of layers. It's not a come and go situation.
We've even made it more complicated because we moved the cat and the dog food into the pantry now.
No. Now they're going to bum rush you to try and get in there. And also, no one knows where anything is in that cupboard. I have had both you and your wife hollering out, babe, where do we put the whatever? And then it's like, it's right in the middle of the shelf. And you're like, I don't think it's there. And then like, no one can find.
But here's the deal. It's not piled. It's all visible.
Oh, 100%. If you goddamn had cupboards that were like thick enough to be like things stacked behind things, you would never find anything in there. Your only saving grace is it is only 4 inches deep. So it's all visible. It's all right in front of you. So then it's like this really aggressive, like fucking like, where's Waldo? And it's like, where is the baking powder?
But here's the deal. Once a year, chips. I go in there and I put all pasta products on a shelf. I put all salad making products on a shelf. I put all oatmeals and like, I organize it. My wife,
chaos.
She goes in there and chaos
reigns.
She will put her chips next to oatmeal. I don't understand how your brain even works. So,
oh man, chips next to oatmeal. The audacity.
I can't believe this bullshit. And then she's like, I think I need a bigger pantry. I'm like, bitch,
I know.
Just built you this one. Sorry. I cannot remodel anymore to accommodate your lack of organization.
It is a walk-in situation. There was something I was going to tell you. No, I guess I didn't write it down. Hey, did you guys finish or start Wednesday?
We watched two episodes of it last night, or one.
Oh, it's so good.
I think the cinematography is great. I don't really like this subject line, but and I was actually into it because of the cinematography. And my wife's like, "This is not you. Let's go watch this." And then we went and watched Yellowstone. So
you do love a wide open landscape.
How many times do I say we got to move to Montana while I'm watching that show?
It's quite a bit. So often. It's honestly, I feel like watching TV shows with you. It's like do I want to move there? Like I made you watch Warrior Nun, and I was like, she don't want to move to Spain. No, all right, cool. We dodged a bullet. Because you will like just be like, oh, it's like a beautiful landscape, and like honestly, that first season when they're like on the beach in Malaga, I'm like, Do I want to move to Spain? God,
don't catch my habit. Too bad you're going to be watching and like Googling properties.
I was like, goddamn, Malaga is beautiful. Although they are in like a multi-million-dollar home, so like it's not like necessarily like attainable for like if I moved there.
Accessible. Yeah.
It's not for the average bear for sure. But yeah, I was like, honestly though, I was like, fuck, I got to go back to Spain. I love Spain.
My wife wants to go to Spain.
Is that that's part of her Christmas?
No, she's always wanted to go to Spain, but that's part of her Christmas present. She knows about is we're getting passports. So
oh, I thought tickets to Spain.
Passport this.
I was like, you gotta not ruin that kind of level surprise here.
No. We're getting passports, and no. Yeah.
Seriously though. I'm trying to bank some of my leave for a bigger Europe trip this summer. Keep that on the agenda if you want to come travel with me. I mean, you're always saying you want to, you know, just be able to, you know, pick it up move around.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we have some things happening in May. So
I think I see you. You want a speedboat? I say put down the speedboat and come travel with me instead.
Okay,
fluctuate with some dates, but yeah, I think Euro trip 2023. Let's go.
I think it would have to be in January or February.
Don't tempt me. I'm not playing.
Well, I don't know. How long does it take to get passports?
I think expedited, it takes like 6 to 8 weeks. But Christmas might slow you down.
Well, yeah.
So put on the list. A trip to Spain at some point. Going with your wife, it would be super helpful.
Yes, and less embarrassing.
Yeah. As she is fluent in Spanish and we are not. But we got to keep practicing and
we do
things. And maybe now we got a drinking game.
Yeah, I got 40 ounces of water to drink tonight.
I meant tequila. I was talking about the tequila drinking game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. To make my Spanish better. What if I'm like impressive when I'm drunk?
Well, the thing that I think is going to help is I think you're overthinking it. And I think you're worried about what you sound like. So I just need to get you.
I overthink it, though.
I think you as a human potentially have been heckled by.
Yes.
By your wife.
By fluent speakers? Oh, you don't say. Yeah. Have I been harassed? Yeah, maybe. But I put in good effort? And they're like, you know?
Okay, but like they got to keep in mind that like effectively, like you're not even been practicing for a year. So you effectively have the vocabulary of a 1-year-old, which is you're doing great in that regard, right? Like you can't compare yourself to a grown ass adult. You are effectively a child, like learning a language. So, and honestly, they learn languages real quick. So it's even worse than that. But,
I was permanently scarred when I came home and told my wife, El caballo come la chuga. And she goes, the fuck you said? They don't eat lettuce. And I was like, that's what Duolingo taught me. And she went off on me. And then forever, I've been scarred from there on.
You know, I think just a little bit of booze. I think we're going to go ahead and have to test this.
We should.
This methodology. Test it out. And then go from there. It might
downhill fast. But after Thanksgiving, I think I had a couple drinks on Thanksgiving, and I laid in bed to do Spanish, and I was like, "Fuck Spanish!" After about like, I found myself like on an 80-point challenge or whatever, and I tanked anyhow. Yeah, it did go downhill fast, much like us. Wait, this episode.
I agree. I've been Tamara.
I've been Rhiannon.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. Oh. I'm glad John finally settled.